What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about the Toy Story trailers that broke last week. We saw two of them. We saw like a teaser trailer, and then the following day, we had a reaction trailer to the trailer, but we didn't see. It was a really weird thing, and then kind of Pokemon came along and completely blew it out of the water, taking away all its trending. So it was a bit of an odd kind of way of announcing these videos, don't you think?
Yeah, probably not the best timing with the Pokemon trailer, but also, yeah, to release a teaser video and then to immediately release a reaction video, a homegrown reaction video, I actually kind of like it, I have to admit. The reaction video was a surprise. We had no idea that was coming, and it gave us a little bit more insight. It's not like a trailer, but we learned a little bit from it. We learned almost nothing from the teaser, so...
Yeah, I actually thought the reaction was better because they introduced us to two new characters.
Right.
And kind of got them set up a little bit as, you know, this misfits and stuff, which I think was definitely a good idea.
Yeah, and it gave us a possible idea for the setting because they're in a carnival booth or a theme park booth, you know, one of those cheap games that you can play that only one person will win or your odds of winning are very, very poor. So possibly a hint of, you know, one of the main settings of the story. I haven't read any previews at all or plot synopses. So if you have read that, guys listening at home, and you're looking at me like going, we've known that for weeks. Well, you know,
yeah,
this is the only interaction I've had with Toy Story 4, but I agree with you. The reaction to the teaser was more entertaining than the teaser itself.
Yeah, because that teaser was just them like going around in a circle with them all like hugging, and suddenly Forky, this new character that's not a toy, screaming and everyone just breaking up. And it was a little bit like, really? That was all we're getting? It was very much along the lines of, we're putting out a teaser, but this is so far in advance, because it's not coming out till next summer, that they just want to put it out there, get something out there for the sake of it. But it's so far off because it's still, 9 months away from it being released? 7-8 months?
At least.
Yeah, it's going to be a while before we really see anything of it. And I do think that these teaser trailers allowed them just to kind of give us a teaser, but it was, you know, nothing really of a preview of the movie at all.
Right. Yeah, the teaser, other than Forky, told us nothing, except that there was a Toy Story 4 coming out. And that will be a surprise to a lot of people because, as we've talked about beforehand, most people don't keep track of the movie industry. They don't know what release schedules are coming up. They don't know what the next handful of movies are. So there being a Toy Story 4 is probably a big surprise to a lot of people, but it doesn't tell us anything other than that, and that several of our familiar characters, Slinky Dog and Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head and etc., will be in the movie. But these are things you probably could have figured out simply by realizing, hey, it's Toy Story 4. They're going to use the same cast.
Yeah, I mean, I love the fact that the three new characters really stood out as being very different to me. You know, you had the two guys, like the duck and the rabbit, and then just taking the mick out of Toy Story and then them just coming on. I thought that worked really well. And it was just, it set them up instantly as being these lovable little rogue characters rather than like mainstream stuff.
Yeah, and it gets away from like the wholesome vibe that the other Toy Stories have, 1, 2, 3. You know, at the end of the day, pretty much all the characters except for the villains are very, you know, heroic and moral and, you know, friendly and stuff. And while these guys are not villain characters and they're not evil, at least not based on the trailer, they are allowed to have that snark and that cynicism and that like we're going to make fun of Buzz Lightyear kind of feeling, which is nice. It's a different tone of the movie than what we had, and they were able to convey that very quickly with this little sketch. I will say this. I thought that they did a better job of making fun of themselves in this short little reaction trailer than in most of the Wreck-It Ralph stuff that we've seen, you know, with the princesses. So, I mean, we'll talk about Wreck-It Ralph next time because... Yeah. You know, next week or the week after. But this shows to me, at least, that Pixar is not afraid to to make fun of themselves the way that Disney kind of holds themselves back when they're doing self-parody. I mean, they've done it before. We had that, what was it, Enchanted or whatever, with the princess coming to the real world, and Gallivant, the TV show. But they're never really quite willing to go that full distance. And it looks like Pixar at least is willing to go a little further than Disney is.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, it was quite a fun one. It's that kind of thing, I think, of doing the two back-to-back. It kind of worked, but like I said, I think Detective Pikachu really came in and just stole all the thunder. I don't think that, you know, they might not have even planned for that, might not have even known it, but the internet didn't really react so well to Toy Story. I think because the first trailer was so generic,
yeah,
it didn't really set up anything more than it's got all your characters in, it's got this new one in, and there we go. But it was just a bit of I wouldn't say it was a great teaser trailer, but it did the job.
It told people that Toy Story 4 is coming out. That's what it needed to do. That's what a teaser trailer is for. The reaction video, of course, tells us more with that. And I think adding on the reaction video was a very smart idea, but they could not have predicted how the Pikachu trailer was going to absolutely destroy the internet. And I have to admit, that movie, Pikachu, looks like an absolute train wreck. However, it also looks crazy adorable and like it's going to be a lot of just insane fun. So I'm probably going to go see that based on the trailer as well. But yeah, trailers normally don't have a very long lead time. You find out about them a couple of weeks before they come out. And I don't think the companies really plan out when trailers come out, except for, you know, like we want the Avengers 4 trailer to be attached to Captain Marvel, so we have to have it ready by this time, that kind of thing. But that's about the extent of it. So, you know, them dropping it the same day as Pikachu was almost entirely coincidental.
And also this week they released the Dumbo trailer, which it kind of, again, it just got lost in the shuffle because there's been so much new, because it was last week was a let's dump everything before the Thanksgiving break. And so it's kind of just got lost in the shuffle, and that really didn't seem to get. And also, it was too. I think that their teaser trailer showed too much of the movie, so therefore it just felt like an extended trailer. Whereas the Toy Story one was not based. You know, you're not going to see any of that in the movie.
Right. Yeah. We'll see the Forky character, whatever he's going to be. I've got to admit, from the very, very short glimpse we got at Forky, I'm just like, I am not sure about this. We'll need the proper trailer with Forky to see what's going on with that. But at the moment, just kind of like, I'm not sure. And then I was thinking about this just a moment, kind of jumping tracks here for a second. Another reason I think Toy Story 4 kind of got buried by Pikachu and to a certain extent Dumbo was, I think for a lot of people, Toy Story ended with 3. You know, even if they knew or didn't know if Toy Story 4 was coming out and had been planned for a while, Toy Story 3 was a very definitive ending point for the series. And I think a lot of people mentally have just kind of gone, oh, okay. I mean, Toy Story 3 is where they check out. So Toy Story 4 has a very, very big uphill battle. Obviously, the pedigree is there. The Toy Story and Pixar combined is a huge draw. So people are going to go see it. But I will be curious to see how it does, because I think a lot of people consider Toy Story 3 to be kind of the ending point of that.
Yeah. And I also think the other good thing as well is they've already set up these 3 new characters. So they've already got the merchandise train ready for that. When the merchandise starts hitting, people are already going to start knowing who these characters are. They've already set it up, you know, 9 months away from release. They've already set that up. And so that was definitely a good thing. But we'll have to know what you guys think at home. Make sure you check us out over at thiskingdom.com. You can like, follow, and subscribe on all the different platforms. And James, where can they find you?
Find me heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.